Welcome to the PCI CEO Spotlight Series, where we visit with the CEOs of some of America's top private companies, as rated on the Entrex Private Company Index. For more information on Entrex and the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. Joining us for this segment is Greg Alcorn. He's the president and CEO of Global Contact Services. This is a direct marketing and contact services provider. The company was founded by him in 2001 and is experiencing extraordinary growth. The company is a leading provider of integrated customer care solutions for companies in many industries, services spanning the total spectrum, customer acquisition, customer service, and related activities. They're doing this for many of the major corporations throughout the United States, employing about 2,000 associates in 13 locations, including Arizona, Florida, Maine, North Carolina, Ohio, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia, and the Philippines. Joining us from the GCS headquarters in Salisbury, North Carolina, is its founder, president, and CEO, Greg Alcorn. Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Tell us a bit about your career prior to the creation of GCS, if you would, and how it informed the vision for creating this whole new company in 2001.
The company, like you said, started in 2001. The idea for it started probably in the early 80s. And
wow.
My fortunate experience was to have a fantastic mentor in the metals business, distribution of metals business, where we did a lot of marketing to machine shops and original equipment manufacturers throughout the Southeast. So we had a large database of companies that we did a series of mailings to and then phone call follow-ups that created sales opportunities for that group. So that's where I got started. And then we spun that off to do those same kind of direct marketing functions for other companies. And then as we got down to the end of the 80s, we discovered strategic planning and began doing a lot of work there to decide what our distinctive competencies and competitive advantages were and really focus on those. And that drove us to really work more in direct marketing where our specialties were, we felt, and we could compete in that market, and went through that through the 90s and then got involved in the internet incubator space for a while, and that was very helpful in learning different types of distribution channels. And then we started in 2001, got the fever again to get into the direct marketing space, and that's where GCS started.
How, in your view, Greg, has the space changed over the years, if at all? Has it changed since you started in the metal area?
It's changed dramatically. The difference in the way consumers and businesses are using direct marketing, the way that we do a lot of ours with telephone on making and taking phone calls for Fortune 50 companies, and just from the 80s to now, working with the different types of channels, the multi-channel approach where folks are wanting to complement what they're doing on the internet and their website to chat or be able to get follow-up and learn more. That's where we come into play, which in the past it was a lot slower, but now it's so real-time, instantaneous types of decisions, and if you don't capture that moment with a customer, you may lose them totally. So speed of each of the channels has really gotten just to be turbo right now, and we've had to respond to that.
When you're putting a company like this together, what were some of the strategic advantages that you identified in terms of how you could make the process better for the customer and better for your clients?
Well, the people, process, technology background that we had with our group that we mentioned that had been together in the late 80s and through the 90s, it was nice to know that there was no guesswork in starting our company, that we could bring what we felt was best of breed of management together, then what we knew from a technology standpoint to be able to capture data, make the right types of decisions with those data, to be able to understand what it takes to be successful in this business with 2,000 employees. You know, it is a very much a people or labor-based business. So just having those types of processes in place that we had in the 90s, it took away the guesswork.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to worry about being right 50% of the time. We were striving from the very beginning to be right 99% of the time.
We're visiting with Greg Alcorn. He's the president and CEO of Global Contact Services. The website, www.gcsagents.com. Greg, I wanted to dig a little further into the specific kinds of services you provide for companies, just to give those of us not in the industry an understanding of what exactly you're doing.
Okay. Of the 2,000 employees we have, About 15% of those are insurance agents. And so insurance is a underserved market and is one that requires dialogue. People just don't wake up in the morning and say, I've got to have some insurance today.
So
we're asked by major banks to contact their customers so that we would engage them in a conversation about insurance that can be bought through the bank. So the banks really want to have add-on, upgrade, cross-sell products with every one of their customers so they have a better chance of retaining those customers for long periods of time. So we sell insurance products. You may get a flyer in your bank statement that'll say, hey, call this 800 number if you want to buy some insurance. And that likely, in many cases, would be GCS, all the other in the line. The reason for the insurance agents is in almost every state with most insurance products, you have to be a licensed insurance agent in that state to be able to sell that product and enroll the person in that product. So our competencies of having hundreds of insurance agents with, that are licensed in multitude of states, 30, 40, sometimes 50 states, gives us a distinctive competency that allows us to do that one thing and strive to do it better than anybody else, and then to do a lot of it.
Customers in general are bombarded with a lot of media messages, marketing messages, minute by minute. We're just bombarded. How do you manage the challenge and really cutting through to a true engagement with a customer in this environment?
Well, the beauty of our business in the marketing space, the direct marketing or sales space, is we're one of the few that is an absolute dialogue. So instead of just being bombarded with a message, our clients' customers actually get a chance to participate. And it's interactive to where we can make presentations, ask questions. You know, what's the definition of marketing? It's identifying a need and then fulfilling it. And so what we're trying to do is not just send a message, but actually have a conversation, a dialogue that that separates us from a TV channel, a commercial, or a advertisement in a magazine or newspaper, those types of things.
You mentioned that you serve the insurance or banking industry. What other industries tend to be attracted to this type of marketing process?
What we do is insurance, financial, retail, telecommunications, energy, catalog, anything that needs to have that dialogue we talked about. Anything that to sell the product is a conversation are the industries that are attracted to our business model.
Yeah. Is there quite an extensive internal training involved for those that want to join your team of 2,000 and some employees?
It varies by position. Insurance agents take months to get their qualifications and certifications. Some of the other folks that are handling customer service calls or customer management relationships, it's less than that. We have a management candidate program that takes several months but allows people to do what really we're trying to do in our mission statement is to provide jobs to those who want them, to provide career opportunities to those who that is meaningful to them. By doing those kinds of things, we help to enhance the quality of life in the communities where we work and live.
And by the way, congratulations for your growth. You've been a top performer. Private Company Index reports it as well. What challenges do you think you'll be facing as you track this kind of growth curve moving forward? Do you have a sense of what that looks like?
If you relax, that's when it gets you.
So,
you know, we always stay a little bit paranoid. There's a little bit of anxiety.
Healthy paranoia.
Yeah, and just making sure that we keep everything in play. But over the next year, we do strategic planning every year, and we isolate different initiatives that are just imperative for us. So we want to continue to create depth and diversity of accounts. We want to continue to work on improvement processes because there's prices of the types of channels that we work in don't go up. So the delivery of what we provide, you know, we have to continue to be more productive and more efficient. So we're working to use technology to be better at our programs because we're such a labor-based business. We've got to use technology to make our business model more efficient every year.
Sure. Makes total sense. Greg, thanks so much. Greg Alcorn has been our guest. He's the president and CEO of Global Contact Services. The website, www.gcsagents.com. Congratulations on your growth. We wish you the best, and thanks for joining us on the program.
David, thank you for everything you do. Appreciate it.
For more information on PCI, the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. The PCI CEO Spotlight Series is heard exclusively on the Small Biz America Network.